This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Grodzki is here, the VP of Marketing for William Hill, otherwise known as Willie Hill. Of course, my favorite sports book in the world. 114 properties in Nevada. They're everywhere. They're here at the D. Everywhere I go to see Spirit of the King at the Four Queens. The first thing I do is stop at the William Hill window before I go listen to Elvis. And they're all over the place. Mike, good to see you again, buddy.
Great to see you, Scott. Thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, you've always been a huge sponsor of my show, and you've always brought us out here to Las Vegas for years and years. And millions of shows, and I thank you greatly for that.
Oh, thank you. No, a huge fan first, and then glad we could work together in this way, too.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, you said today you got $1.5 million bet on the Rams.
That's right, $1.5 million at Rams plus 120, so it would net $1.8 million if it hits. Same gentleman bet $2 million on the Eagles last year and hit it.
And Carver High has a question for you, but let me ask you. So, because I don't know what that's like. Some guy walks into your sports book with a briefcase filled with $2 million.
I wish it was that colorful, but he wired the funds in.
Oh, he wired it?
Yeah, it wasn't. I wish we could paint the visual.
Have you ever had somebody come in with a duffel bag full of money?
We did when we had the $1.2 million on Mayweather on the money line when he fought McGregor.
McGregor.
They came in with the cash, and it takes a bit to do the know your customer bit on them, make sure it's okay, and then the process and count the money, and we were good to go.
Right. So let me ask you, you know, Carver High, what did you want to say?
No. That's the bet that I was going to talk about, because I heard that there was I didn't know if it was money line or with the points. Was it a money line, that huge $1.5 million, or was that just with the points?
So today was the $1.5 million on the money line, so it was on the plus 120.
Oh. Yes.
So he bet $1.5 million that the Rams would win at plus 120. Now, let me ask you this. Today, the line went back down to 2.5 at William Hill.
That's right. We had been at 3 most of this week, and then we went back to
Why that. Were you the only – I mean, you were almost the only house that he's getting his $2,000, this guy. Just hit a 4 aces across the board. He's getting too large. He's going to give me 200 of it just for promoting him right now. That's my finder's fee. I get 200, thanks. Anyway, so where was I? That threw me off, all that money. I can't think straight now. I'm flustered that he's winning all this cash and I've got nothing. Where was I?
So we were at 3
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah, why were you the only book in Vegas, if you ask me, that was at 3? Because a lot of them were at 2.5 and then you were at 3. Why and when did you decide to go back down?
We went back to 2.5 shortly this morning after that wager came in. We were, you know, every time I try to make a guess at why Nick does what he does, our head odds maker, Nick Bogdanovich, who's phenomenal,
right,
the best odds maker in the country, you know, he reminds me I'm just in marketing. So
I love that guy. He's been on my show a million times. He's great.
Awesome. So as of right now in Nevada, we're pretty even on the point spread right now with the money coming in. And so I think we've only seen a little bit of the money start to come in. So I don't know.
So the money, so that $1.5 million bet, did that influence it that much that it dropped down the hook?
I'm not sure if that was a direct connection or not, but you know, I think in you know, here in Nevada, there's a lot of factors that could have changed it. But you know,
ask you this question. You know, I live in outside of Manhattan in New Jersey, and the world has changed there dramatically. We are huge fans of what you're doing in Atlantic City and obviously Monmouth, but the one in AC at the Ocean Resort is sickening cool. I mean, it is like the baddest ass sports book I've ever seen in my life.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We've got a great team. The property down there is phenomenal to work with. They're great partners. It's been a great experience down there since we opened back on June 28th. And the crowds they get on a big event night are phenomenal, and they're expecting Almost 4,000 people. They're having a free Super Bowl party with free food and drinks in their normal venue where they have concerts, just to have an extra dimension to it because the sports book will be
crowded too. Let me ask you this question. I went to the Devils game at Christmas against the Senators at the Rock, and I'm walking along minding my own business, and I look over, and there's a William Hill sports bar. It's like the greatest thing ever. How did you pull that off with the Prudential Center?
They're fantastic. So we've done two NHL sponsorships. We had to deal with the Golden Knights, and then we got the deal done with the Devils and the Prudential Center, and they've been great to work with. And, you know, it's really important. There's a lot of folks in New Jersey and a lot of folks throughout the country that want to bet on sports, but they're a little confused by what -7 with -110
means. They don't understand it.
Yeah, so that just gives us a great opportunity to have some of our team there to be able to just answer questions on how it works. And
then when you're at the when you're at that sports bar at the Rock, can you and do they do the same thing at the T-Mobile? Do you have the same bar there?
No, we don't.
Just have a relationship with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I see on the ice boards.
Yeah, we're on the dasher boards, and then before some games, you can come see us out in Toshiba Plaza before.
Okay, so let me ask you: you have this relationship with them. People can go there, and then you teach them how to download the New Jersey mobile app.
Yeah, absolutely. We get you to download the app. We give you a bonus. And
why does the app explain this to me? Because I'm a D. I want to know, why do I have to have a separate app? Because I have the Nevada app. Why should I have to have two accounts?
You know, it's every state has their own regulations. So, for example,
It's like the law?
Yeah. So for example, in New Jersey, one of the regulations is you're not allowed to bet on New Jersey teams. So you can't bet on Seton Hall. You can't bet on Rutgers. But in New Jersey, you can bet on the Academy Awards, where you can't do that in Nevada. So every state has their own rules and their own
so that's
setup.
Let me ask you this question. Can you actually bet from, if you're buried in a swamp, dead by the mob, can you still place a bet underwater?
Unfortunately, you do have to be alive in 21 to place
a wager. You have to be alive in 21 and above ground.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you're buried in, like, because, you know, they bury people in holes out here in the desert. If they put you in a swamp or in the, what do they call that, Carver High down by... what are those called? The Badlands or whatever? What is it called?
Right, the Badlands. You're right. Swamps.
No, the one down by Atlantic City where the Sopranos used to take the bodies into the woods? What was it called?
The Pine Barrens.
The Pine Barrens. Pine Barrens.
They're still looking for that one guy.
William Hill's opening up a shop at the Pine Barrens right outside the front door to the place. It's a little eerie at night. They'll bring a flashlight. So let me ask you. So I heard that in 6 months in New Jersey, they made $1.24 billion in sports betting. Do you believe that Nevada will be passed by New Jersey because of the sheer number of people?
Yeah, it was $1.24 billion in wagers placed.
Right.
So, you know, and I think, you know, but we're seeing the growth in New Jersey has been fantastic. And just I think it'll be passed just because of, just like you said, the sheer population.
Are you making money? I mean, like, let's get down to business here. Is William Hill making money in New Jersey already?
I think you know, the reports are all public.
That's a yes. That's a yes. He doesn't like talking about it. What he likes talking about is you winning a bet for $500 and him winning a lot of the other ends of bets equaling $500 billion. He likes that. So, but that's fair enough. I mean, if you're a sports bettor, you gotta deal with the house. I mean, it's that simple. You gotta beat the lines. So. When you opened up there in Monmouth Park, did you see a huge crush of people hitting it?
It was so much fun. I was there on June 14th, and that morning was a World Cup game. And I forget, it was Russia, and I forget who they were playing to kick it off. In the roar, when the first goal was scored in that game so people could cash the yes on Will Gore, who scored before it was marked, it was unbelievable. You would have thought it was a game in the World Series. They were cheering on the local
team. What are people betting on the most in New Jersey, football or everything?
Football's been fantastic. We were blown away by how folks bet on baseball.
Really?
Yeah, the passion of sports fans in the Northeast, and we're seeing it as well in Rhode Island, is just, as you know, off the charts.
And so do you compete with, like, FanDuel and that? They have the parking lot Meadowlands Sportsbook. They actually bus people over from the game to the sportsbook. I think that's really creative. Now all they need is strippers and pizza on the bus, and it'd really be a fun ride over to the sportsbook. When people are coming over the bridge from New York down and the tunnel to go over to that sportsbook. How much competition is there now with you guys and FanDuel and DraftKings and all these houses for the sports betting dollar.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of sports books operating in New Jersey now. We have the advantage of having the three retail locations, so you can withdraw your cash and deposit your cash there. But the neat thing is, in New Jersey, you can sign up for anywhere for any of the apps. You can be on your sofa, you can be, you know, at the game itself, and you can just register.
You know where I did it? You know where I did the cash? Where do you think I did the cash deposit to get my account rocking when I was at the Pacquiao fight?
The 7-Eleven?
No, I went over to the Hooters.
Oh, very nice. Excellent. Excellent.
I went into the Hooters and did it. And the guy that was at the window was a Penguin fan, so we hit it off.
Oh.
So let me ask you. Mike Grodzki, VP of Marketing for William Hill, is my boy. We've been friends for a long time. Now, you're when you run all of Nevada and you're the busiest guy on the face of the earth, because getting a hold of you is like trying to get a hold of the president or the CIA. I try to reach out to Grodzki. I put a text in, and then I wait for a response 3 months later. That's how busy this guy is. And they're flying him around the country to all these sports books. Let me ask you, how excited are you to be spreading your wings into all these other states? Now, where else? You got Mississippi, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Pennsylvania's about to tap in. Are you going to do Pennsylvania? Are you going to do all the others, Connecticut?
Yeah, we're a sportsbook property, sportsbook provider for a property in Pennsylvania.
Which one?
So that is the Hollywood Casino.
I know that place.
Absolutely. And then we're same with the Hollywood Casino in West Virginia and the Mountaineer in
Virginia. Does the company, just so I can learn how you guys make all your money, and it's very important to me, how much of a relationship do you have with London? Isn't the company in London based originally?
Yeah, they're fantastic. They've been doing it since 1934. So their team out there has been awesome to work with.
Do you ever go over there and drink pints of beer and learn from them or party with them?
It's phenomenal. They're such a great group out there. I've gotten to go out there, I think, four or five times already.
Do the Premier League bettors bet a lot of money?
Oh, they're great. They're so passionate, right? It's about being connected to your team, right? It's not about as much handicapping the game, but you want to feel like you have a skin in the game with your team.
How did you teach all the people in New Jersey that work for William Hill how to handle the sportsbook action? Like, teach them how to work at the window.
We're so lucky to have so many great ticket writers and supervisors and managers in Nevada that were willing to volunteer to go out there to train with them side by side. And the crew we have out in the three New Jersey sportsbooks is phenomenal. They were so eager and so fired up about sports betting.
So is Gromack still at in the Bahamas?
Gromack is still at the Bahamas.
So how about this guy, Carver High? Gromack used to come to these events here at the D every single year. He'd hang out with us for 4 hours. Then he moved to the Bahamas. He never talked to me again.
And he's missing all this now.
Every time I call him, I'm like, it's Pharrell. I just want to mooch a free week down in the Bahamas. Answer my call. And he never does. He must not like me anymore.
He loves you.
You have connections with him.
He's the best.
Tell him I want to do a show down there, too.
Absolutely, I will.
I want to do a show at, so can I tell him what I want to do?
Is that phenomenal. Right?
So, Carver, you know what we're going to do. It looks like this could happen. It very well could happen. It's very positive energy. You can feel it right now. We're going to do, hopefully, a Final Four bash at the Ocean Resort.
Yes.
In Atlantic City. And then, on Monday night, a live show during the championship game from the same spot.
Lovely.
And that sportsbook is absolutely pumping. I mean, that place is more rocking than all the strip clubs in Las Vegas.
It's crazy.
I mean, it is rocking, that place. Mafia, tell them, you went there. It was crazy, right?
Yeah, I was out there for the McGregor and Khabib fight, and it was awesome. It was packed. I mean, it's huge. The walls are covered with giant TVs. They have double levels. The bar up top is awesome.
Did you think it was better than all the strip clubs we go to in Vegas? Wait a minute. Are we live? Sorry about
Definitely
that. Never
better.
Mind, Mafia. So anyway, Mike, incredible. So tell me, are you allowed to tell me who you like in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know, I do like the Rams.
Screw you, Mike.
Sorry.
That's what I'm talking about, Mikey.
No, but it's hard to bet against Brady, so I've been going back and forth in my head.
Did you bet on the Eagles last year?
No, I've lost three straight Super Bowls, so please don't take anything I say with any
Don't listen to Mike Grodzki.
Now I don't want to hear that, Mikey.
Hey, listen.
Come on.
Congratulations on all your success. I love William Hill. Thanks for all you do for CBS Sports Radio, Pharrell on the Bench, our live shows all over the country here in Las Vegas at the D. We've had a great run. I'm looking forward to an exciting 2019 and beyond. I'm always supporting William Hill. Whatever you guys do anywhere in the country, let me know, and I'll promote it. You guys are the best business in the world, the greatest people in the world. I think you got the best sports book in the world, hands down. You kick everyone's ass. I love you, and thanks for having us out here, my man.
Oh, thank you, Scott. We love the bench.
All right. Mike Grodzki, the VP of marketing for William Hill. Make sure you go over to the sportsbook right now and get your bets in for the Super Bowl. It's down to 2.5, Pats minus 2.5. And if you listen to these two clowns, take the Rams and lose your money. If you listen to me, you'll make money.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.